Blessings, everyone, wherever you are in this big wide world. This is Living the Good Life, coming to you from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And we are not just on this station, but also on Starcom Media Network in many cities and different countries around the globe. So welcome every one of you, wherever you are. We hope you're having a beautiful, blessed day. It is gorgeous here in Clearwater, Florida today, even though we might have rain like we normally do from time to time every day. Nan is with me in the studio. Cindy will be joining us on the phone in just a little while. And it's so nice to have a nice, beautiful, sunshiny day, right? Without a deluge of rain.
We are loving it at our house. With what we've been dealing with, we are loving it at our house.
Yeah, because it's been, we've had some rough weather here for the last few weeks, and on and off with a lot of rain, a little bit more than normal for us in this area of the country. And so it's kind of nice to not have that and just have the sun shining. It's beautiful. And it's so good to know that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is shining in our hearts and reigning in our lives. And we are so excited about being able to bring the good news of the gospel today on the air, as we do every single Sunday afternoon. We are live in Tampa Bay from 3 to 5 on TanTalk1340.com. And then this show is picked up by Starcom Media Network. And it is played many times, multiple times on that network, starting sometime this week. So, and if you've missed any of the shows, especially recently, since we've started this new series, we encourage you, go to TanTalk1340.com, go to the podcast page, and go to Living the Good Life for any shows in August you missed. At the end of August, our webmaster will put all the August shows on our website. That website is easy to find. It is www.bohm, which stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, bohmglobal.com. So we encourage you to go there, because, Nan, we've got like 350 or more shows right there on our website for people to listen to, don't we?
They're there. Yeah. Listen to them anytime.
Yes, and it's great to go back and catch something maybe that you heard part of or didn't get at all, or maybe that you just realized that show really ministered to you and you want to go back and catch it again, you know?
What came to mind, there was one, you know, when you guys were involved with some counseling with me, one of the shows from probably 3 years ago or something was Don't Buy the Lie.
Yes.
Remember, that was an assignment to listen to it or something like that.
I think that was in June of 11 or 12. I'm not sure.
A long time ago. And I ran across the files the other day on the computer. I listened to it three times.
Whoa.
By my own choosing, and typed notes constantly three different times and caught different things with each time. It was really cool to have before me a hard copy of what was discussed on that show. And three different times I did that.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And there were some repetitive notes, but there, you know, as I compared the three, I picked up different things as I listened different times. The Lord used it in different ways to hear that, and that was pretty cool.
Well, when you say that, it reminds me of 2 Timothy, where Paul says to Timothy, "Study to show yourself approved of God, you know, a workman, you know." And really, people, we should be studying the Word, not just occasionally picking it up and reading a daily devotional. And I think a lot of people are guilty, Nan, of not doing much at all, or relying on maybe their church attendance to get the amount of Word they get. But we are to study the Word, aren't we?
If I find myself on occasion winding up getting too busy with whatever's going on, whatever, and not spending that time, I miss that time.
Yes,
with
me too.
God.
Oh,
that,
me too.
That continual, you know, that just, I miss that daily and at times multiple times, just concentrate time, you know, whether it's you can take a break at work and go spend time with him then. You know, just the different ways that you can be creative, because people can say, but I have a busy schedule and I have a lot on my plate and I have a lot going on. And that's true. Most people do these days.
Right.
But we need to be creative at times.
Yes.
You know, if there's a special friend that we want to spend time with, we manage to make time for that special friend that lives two counties away that we meet up midpoint. We make time.
We do.
And carve out that time to spend with that special friend of ours. Well, more so we should do when spending with our special friend God.
Absolutely.
Our Heavenly Father, the lover of our soul. You know, and we can do that. And I encourage people to do that. I do that.
Right.
I do that. You know, there's times I spend my lunchtime with God. One of the secretaries told the other secretary, I said, I'm going to my car. And she asked her later, why does she always go to her car? And I go to my car so people can't find me.
Right.
Turn my air condition on and spend that time
with God.
And it rejuvenates me in the middle of the day.
Yes.
So we can be creative.
And for our listeners right now, you've come to the right place today. We are going to really have a powerful, wonderful show. It's going to minister to a lot of people. We're in our series. I think this is the third show in our series, Finding Favor Forever. And we are in the book of Ruth, and it is an amazing book, and you'll love it. Get in there with us and find it. It's about the seventh or eighth book of the Bible. So I think it's the eighth book of the Bible, right in the front. Pretty close. So find the book of Ruth so that you'll be ready to go here with us in just a few minutes. And let's just start with prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you for this opportunity today. We dedicate this time to you. We give it to you. Lord, we ask for your anointing to just stir within each of us and just to stir up our audience. And for Nan and Cindy and I just to be so full of you, God, that we just exude your presence and that your anointing would just minister across the miles wherever our listeners are scattered around this globe. Lord, you get the glory and the praise for what you're going to do, and you are a mighty God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And we're going to start the show with a great song by the group Casting Crowns. It is a powerful song entitled The Well. Has a lot to do with what we're talking about today.
Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. I have what you need, but you keep on searching. I've done all the work, but you keep on working. When you're running on empty and you can't find the remedy, just come to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing, but that empty inside, it just ain't gonna listen. When nothing can satisfy and the world leaves you high and dry, just come to the well. And all who thirst will thirst no. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. So bring me your heart, no matter how broken. Come as you are, when your last prayer is spoken. Just rest in my arms a while. You'll feel the change, my child, when you come to the well. It's all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. We'll try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the way. world will try, but it can never fail. Leave it all behind. And now that you're full of love beyond measure, your joy's gonna flow like a stream in the desert. Soon all the world will see the living water is found in me, 'cause you come to the well. Yeah, it's all who thirst will thirst no more. It's all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. Leave it all behind and come to the well. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind.
Your pursuit of perfection.
Leave it all behind.
Your fear of rejection.
Leave it all behind.
What a great song. Leave it all behind. I love those words. Your pursuit of perfection, your fear of rejection. There's some real truth in that song. And boy, that is powerful. This is Living the Good Life. Nan's got a poem that God just gave her during that song. Tell us what it says, Nan.
It says, the title is, I'm Here for You. There is so much available from me. It's here for you to simply receive. It's here just waiting upon you. What will you decide to do? Will you come to the well to be filled? Will you come forward to be healed? I have the answers that you need. Of this direction, will you now heed? The direction to receive healing from me is so easy. Just simply come unto me. You will receive so many blessings from me. Search right now, look, and you will see. Will you make the choice to receive? It's all here. They are blessings from me. I love you so much from the depth of my heart. So of this new life, will you begin to start?
Praise God.
You know, it's,
that's great. From God to our audience.
God,
yes.
To our audience. I thought of two things,
yeah,
while he was inspiring that. One is how he, as this, the song was saying, come to the well.
Right.
This poem is saying, I have for you, come to me.
Yes.
And how we're going to be studying about Boaz and how,
right,
he provided for Ruth.
Yes.
And how, just as Boaz provided for Ruth, and we'll hear how all that came about and how he did that, so does God provide for us.
Amen.
Where we are, where we need, individually, just as we need. People just need to receive it. And there was something in there where it talked about, will you receive your healing?
Yes.
And what came to mind as he was inspiring that, I'm typing away, was that there's a lot of people listening today who need healing.
Yes.
Not just physical healing. They need emotional healing.
They need emotional.
They need mental healing.
Yes.
They need spiritual healing. And,
yes.
And this show is going to be so
it
anointed that they can receive from,
amen,
the well that the songs,
amen,
declared.
Yes.
It's here, and they will learn how to receive that as they listen to the study and the discussion this day. I really, 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 really believe that. I'm not just saying that to say it. I feel it within my spirit.
Do you really believe it?
I really, really believe it.
I agree with you. I believe it too. And I agree. And the well is his word, and it is his presence in our lives. And dear ones, this is the hour. This is the appointed time for you to come and drink deeply from this well. We're going to talk about the fact that Boaz invited Ruth to the well. And we'll get back to that point in a minute. And before we do that, let's give you a little recap of the book of Ruth, because we've already been through the first chapter and really about the first 8 or 9 verses of chapter 2. And what we see in all of this is that Ruth has is really a Moabite, and that Naomi and her husband Elimelech, and we'll make this very quick here, this little review, but they have left Israel about 10 years before this story starts. They go to a foreign land, Moab, because there's famine in Israel. So they run away from that famine, and they go to this land. And in that land, we don't know much about their lives except that after 10 years, both of the sons got married. One of them married Ruth. Another one married Orpah. And the sons and the father all died during those 10 years. So we come to a place now as the book of Ruth starts where Naomi, who is the one who went to Moab with her husband, Elimelech, and her name, by the way, means pleasant and agreeable. It's important that you understand that the Israelites, their names meant something, and the Bible names mean something. It usually is depicting of their character. And Naomi's name meant pleasant and agreeable. So long story short, she decides to go back to Israel after losing her family, her husband and her two sons. And the daughters-in-law decide to go with her for a short part of the trip. And then the first daughter-in-law, Orpah, says, I've got to go back to my own people. And Naomi blesses her and says, go ahead, go back. But Ruth, the second daughter-in-law, instead of going back, says, no, where you go. And this is Ruth chapter 1, and I think it is verse 16. And it is such a famous verse that a lot of people, including myself as a pastor, use this set of sentences right here in weddings. Because what Ruth says to her mother-in-law is, in Ruth chapter 1, verse 16, don't force me to leave you. Don't make me go home. Where you go, I go. Where you live, I'll live. Your people are my people. Your God is my God. Where you die, I'll die, and that's where I'll be buried. So help me God, not even death itself is going to come between us. So Ruth makes a huge commitment here, Nan. And by the way, Cindy, are you on the air with us? I just buzzed her in.
I am, Pastor. Yes, I'm on.
Hey, right. Cindy, how you doing, lady?
Hi, Nan.
We bump into each other on Facebook.
Yes, good to see everybody on the air.
There
good to
you
see
go.
You, Cindy.
That's right.
Long time.
That's right. We're so glad you're on. Megan was going to be on with us today with you, Cindy, and me, but Nan's filling in for her. She had some logistic issues at home with the baby. So,
understandable.
Yeah. We know from being parents, right? Mm-hmm. So, anyway, so we're just kind of recapping, Cindy, and where Ruth says to Naomi, her mother-in-law, I'm going with you. And Naomi couldn't stop her. She was ready to go and go forward into Israel. She gets to Israel, and Naomi comes with a pretty bad attitude, really. If you look down in Ruth chapter 1, verse 20, Naomi says to people when they arrive in Bethlehem, they say, is it really our Naomi? I mean, Bethlehem is where they were from, and that's not a coincidence that Jesus was born there. So we'll talk about that later on. But Naomi is really very bitter. And she changes her name herself in verse 20 of Ruth 1. And she says, don't call me Naomi, call me Bitter or Mara. And what that means is bitter. That's what it means, bitterness. And she goes on in Ruth 1:20 to blame God. She says, the strong one has dealt me a bitter blow. I left here full of life. God has brought me back with nothing but the clothes on my back. So why are you going to call me Naomi? That means pleasant and agreeable. I don't feel pleasant. I don't feel agreeable. Can either of you ever relate to those times in our lives where we don't feel very pleasant? Cindy, you're up. Are there times that we don't feel like we are walking in the blessings of God?
Well, I feel like sometimes we get, when we feel bitter towards life or towards God, it's when things aren't going as quickly as we think they should.
Yep.
Or the way we think things should turn out. we're not getting what we want, basically.
Right.
And when I get like that, I'm not pleasant to be around. I'm bummed out. I'm depressed. The smile turns into a frown, and you just kind of go through the motions of the day. So,
right.
So, yeah, we get like that, and we know ourselves that we're not pleasant. We're not ourselves.
Right.
I think I retreat into a hibernation. I'd rather be left alone. Poor me, you know, I'm feeling sorry for myself. Just leave me alone. I don't want to be bothered. Not pleasant to be. I know when I get like that, and it doesn't feel good to me on the inside. And I know if I'm miserable, then I make everybody else miserable too. So,
right.
So you can't stay in that place very long. At least I can't. But yeah, it happens. And you start thinking about all the bad luck and the devil. And I think I texted you this week, and please, extra prayers my way. The
yes.
devil is just beating me up over
right.
here with in this direction, that direction, in different areas of my life. And surprisingly enough, I had faced myself up enough that I wasn't going to let it bring me down this time around.
Praise God.
I guess that's growth.
It is growth.
I can see when he's coming. I can
yes.
see what areas of life he's attacking.
Right.
And I know when I need that extra prayer from my peers, my prayer warriors,
yes.
my teammates, my,
yes.
my radio team that jumps in there and helps. We help each other pray.
Amen. Yes, we do.
And yeah, so we get that way, but we can't stay in that place. It's about growing and learning to recognize hard times are going to come. The low times are going to come where we're getting attacked and beat up. But I have found that I don't want to blame God. I've learned to recognize not blaming God for this stuff.
Right.
This is not his will. This is either choices we've made, these are consequences, or this is the attack of the enemy. And learning to recognize where it's coming from and why these things are happening or why we feel this way is the important thing. And then getting help or reaching out and asking for extra prayer.
You are right on, Cindy. And
yeah, I've been going through that stuff.
Well, you said a lot right there. And one of the first things I heard you saying was you faithed yourself up. FAITHED, right? I've never heard
that's
that
what
word.
I said. I don't know if that's a word.
But you know what? I've never heard it either. But you know what? The concept is excellent. Okay? The concept is so good. To faith yourself up means that you did something directly. You chose to get in the Word and believe what God said about your situation instead of what the devil was trying to do to bring you down. In other words, you increased your faith. Romans 10:17 says, our faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. During these shows that we do and all day long today, I am, according to Cindy, faithing myself up here because I increase my faith as I study, as I'm in the Word, as I am worshiping God, as I am praising. And that's what I hear you saying, Cindy. You faithed yourself up. In other words, you really worked on your faith level so that you would be able to handle what was going on around you. That's what I hear you saying. Is that right?
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay.
Exactly. That's
so that
right.
you can handle it. Right.
So that I can handle it. Because in reality, I know that I have to get up and go to work.
Right.
I know I have to face the public. I know I have to put that smile on.
Right.
So I know I can't just retreat into my room and stay in the bed or go around with that thinking. Don't, you know, just leave me alone. I'm miserable. I can't do that. So...
Oh, that's so good.
I've got to face the day. I got to go out there. I got to. I'm in the public. You know, I've got to keep my family lifted up. A lot of these attacks are on my own
flesh and blood,
my own family,
right.
my children. You know, my mother, my sisters, people that I have. They're looking at me to, oh, you're the godly one. You're the one with all the faith. You're the one that's always the positive thinker.
Right.
You know, I know this, and I know they look to me for prayer and for answers, and so I can't be that one to stay down and retreat and with that negative attitude. So
exactly.
You knowing this, I know I got to do something to get prayed up, get the faith level up, beat this thing, recognize what do I need to do to overcome
absolutely
these, feelings.
And don't let me forget that term that Cindy just coined for us here.
I'll type it in my computer right now, man.
Faithed up. And I love that. And, you know, you guys know I'm a big baseball fan. And Rays are, you know, they're doing pretty good. But their slogan this year is raise up. And they have all these commercials about what are you going to raise up for? And basically it's like, are you going to go help needy children? Are you going to, they have all these causes, which is great, you know. And what are you going to raise up for? Well, what are you going to faith up for? Okay, Cindy, we're going to take your new word. And we're going to go with that because we're going to get more faithed up in the areas in our lives, especially where the devil finds weakness in us and comes at us. There's another thing you said earlier that I wanted to respond with a verse to prove what you were saying. It's James 1:17. And it says, every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness or turning. In other words, God doesn't change. God is good. Every good gift and every perfect gift. So when we have the hassles and the problems and the stuff that just drives us crazy, the irritations, just the stuff that's just trying to bring us down. Guys, that is not from God. That is not from God. And if you take notes, write down James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness or shifting shadow. So in other words, guys, we've got to give the credit where the credit is due. And when the junk is coming at us that came at Naomi, her husband died. Her sons died. She's a bitter old bag at this point. She's a mess. Okay? Who's responsible for that? The devil. God didn't do that. Nan, do you want to comment on that before we go on?
I think sometimes God gets a bad rap.
He does. I agree. Naomi's giving God a bad rap.
He's like, she's falsely accusing the wrong one.
Yeah.
And I think we have to be careful in our own lives.
Right.
That we don't get that same mentality that this bitter old bag had.
Yes.
And to say, look what God has done to me.
Right.
You know, instead of saying, look what God's going to do for me through this situation, you know, and trusting God to move in the situation that's coming against them, they need to identify as Satan coming against them, not God coming. God doesn't do that.
He doesn't.
He doesn't do that.
And at the end of verse 21, she even says, and I'm in the Message Bible, the strong one ruined me. Now, that is really putting the blame on God right there, okay? And so we go into chapter 2, and as it happens, immediately Ruth says, you know what? I'm getting up and going to work. I love this about Ruth because our first point we made a couple weeks ago was that Ruth showed faithfulness and she showed commitment and consistency. And now here we see that Ruth is showing diligence to get out and earn a living. You know, to go find to glean in the fields because they arrived, it says here at the end of chapter 1 of Ruth, they arrived right at the harvest time. This is no coincidence, Cindy or Nan. It's no coincidence that we are right now on the verge of great harvest for God's kingdom. This is not a coincidence. This is right where we need to be. Cindy, you're right here where you need to be today. Nan, me, we're right here. And we got to get these principles down on the inside of us and live them as much as our listening audience does. Okay? Because we see right here that Ruth got up and she says, I'm going to work. Okay? And so she goes out into the field. And Naomi says, good, go ahead, you know. And she eventually ends up in the field of a man named Boaz. Now, this was not a coincidence. And so many times in our lives, we think things are just coincidences. And I don't think a lot of things are coincidence. I think they're God's timing. When we look at the word timing in the original Greek, It comes, there's two different words for timing in the Bible, in the New Testament. Chronos, which means just the passing of time, like chronological time. And then there's Kairos, K-A-I-R-O-S. And when God uses the Greek word Kairos, it means this: God's opportune moment. God's opportune moment. Naomi and Ruth arrived at Kairos time. They arrived exactly on time. And dear ones out there, you're in the situation you're in right now, and it is God's timing, and it's time for harvest. It's time for you to be delivered out of the famine or the bitterness or whatever it is. Woo! Cindy talked to me about God's timing. This Kairos time was perfect when Ruth and Naomi landed in Israel, in Bethlehem.
Well, God's timing is hard for us to understand or see. I mean, in our daily lives,
you're right.
You know, we set a plan, and you know, and it affects us all the way around. I experience that a lot because I'm still searching for opportunities for advancement at work or for new job opportunities. I'm kind of still in that limbo period. I'm looking for what God has for me in the career path,
right?
And for long term, so. You know, I do everything I think I'm supposed to do. I put in the resume or the application, or I go talk to this person, and I really want this, and I'm really praying for this. And guess what? Nothing's happening. Nothing's happening. But at the most unexpected moment, an opportunity will come my way, or I'll meet someone
right
in public, or I'll see somebody that has that connection that I need to proceed. It's like you're there at that right moment in God's
right.
timing.
Yes.
And this just happened to me this week. I overheard a conversation about a job opportunity that piqued my interest, and I went and I introduced myself to the guy talking, and I opened that door, but it hit me. This could be one of those God moments, one
right.
of those opportunities
yes.
that I wasn't even looking for, didn't expect. I don't know this person, but for some reason, I was at the right place at the right moment.
There you go.
When God opened my ears, and this could be it.
And you
don't know yet.
That's a Kairos moment. Okay.
But that's the kind of stuff he does.
It is. It's a Kairos moment. K-A-I-R-O-S. It's God's opportune moment. And Ruth and Naomi, even though Naomi was not in a good mood when they got back to Bethlehem, and she considered herself a bitter old woman, just in regardless of that, Ruth did not let that get her down, Nan. Ruth set about to go to work anyway. Right? Because it was harvest time, and it was time to get out there and bring in some harvest, you know?
What has come to my mind is how, if you take a couple, husband and wife,
okay,
and, you know, it might be the wife moves forward first, going to church, doing the spiritual stuff, reaching
right.
out, you know, ministry, whatever, you know, and it's like the husband kind of didn't really send her out, but she was kind of like a forerunner to get it going.
To get it going.
Kind of like
okay.
priming the pump.
Sure.
And many times what happens as that wife or husband, as however the case would be, is that first spouse is dedicated in doing what they're supposed to do, dedicated in church attendance, tithe, participating in things. Many times that second one will see the light
yeah.
and come along.
Right.
And that's kind of like what these two did. It was like, you know, Naomi was like, okay,
that's right.
fine, go ahead and do that, you know. And Ruth is out there being dedicated
right.
and doing what she needs to do to sustain life. And
right.
We're talking bare bones, sustain life is what she was out there doing.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, she was. She was out there, and she just happened. No, it didn't. Wasn't just
no.
happened. She ended up in the right field, the fields of Boaz. Now, interesting and very, very important here. The name Boaz means this: in him is strength, might, and power. Now, Boaz is a picture of what Jesus was going to be when he came to this earth a couple thousand years later. Boaz is it's about 1,400 years later, I think, from this point on. And Boaz is a picture or a type of what Jesus came to be. Well, we know that Jesus was in him is strength, might, and power. That is Jesus. And so Boaz's name meant that. Ruth ends up in his field, and all the people treat her good, and Boaz notices her, and we're about ready to get caught up here in Ruth chapter 2, down to about verse 8. And so Ruth is in the right field. Boaz notices her. He tells everybody to treat her well, okay? And in verse 8, Boaz speaks to Ruth. This is Ruth chapter 2. Listen, my daughter, from now on, don't go to any other field to glean. Stay right here. You know, that is a warning to us. Don't go trying new agey things, you know, cult stuff. Stick with the gospel. Stick with the fact that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Stick with what you know. And, you know, for some people out there, they just want to go to the latest fad, the latest thing they've heard about. Cindy, do you want to comment on that? Boaz is telling her, stay right here. Stay right with the program, you know?
Yeah, I can relate to that. And I know a lot of people do, and they're searching for the missing link to God. You know, we try astrology, horoscopes,
yeah.
We just try to figure it out on our own sometimes.
Right, yes.
Jump on every new age thing that comes along.
Right.
And there's a lot of stuff on the internet today offering direction for our lives. And, you know, I know from experience, just my lifetime of searching myself, that when you get a hold of something that works for you, you better stay with it.
Well,
the gospel
yes.
is truth.
Amen.
I've tried time and time again. You know, I've tried all these other things. I've searched. At the end of the day, it just brings emptiness, and the answers are not found. That missing feeling that you have, that you're searching for, is Jesus.
Amen.
Until you start believing that, and stay with what you know, that's the only satisfaction you're going to get at the end of the day. You know, it's tried and true. I've tested it.
You're right on.
I've searched and searched, and I've gotten away from connection to God, connection to the Word, connection to the people of God. And at the end of it all, I was still miserable.
Right.
Until I decided, I'm going to stick with the faith that I know the gospel is truth, that Jesus is truth.
Amen.
God is real. God has Woo! All the plan already laid out before me. He has the answers. Stop jumping off.
That's right.
The train and getting on all these other things.
That's right.
And it's the way it is. I mean, if you don't, you just know what you know. I guess you have to try these other things. Sometimes you have to test the water.
Some people do.
You have to search, you know, to find out at the end of the day that, it was there all along.
Exactly.
It's in this Bible. It's in the truth.
Amen.
It's there.
Amen.
Don't jump off that train. Stay with it. Stay with Woo. What you know. I've had to learn that the hard way, unfortunately.
But, you know, you can relate to some people, Cindy, who are just, you know, who are still searching. And, I mean, Ruth could have been searching field after field after field, looking for a better crop or more of the grain that had been thrown down and whatever. Instead, you know, she runs into, or she finally meets Boaz, who is a type of Jesus, and Boaz says, stay right here. Stay focused. Get with the program. Don't be going off. And that's what I hear you saying too, Cindy. And Nan, do you want to comment on that?
Well, I was thinking there's an organization, a religious organization here, kind of headquartered in Clearwater. And I was riding with my roommate. We was going to breakfast this morning and was riding past some of the housing. And we got talking about it. And I said, I just don't understand how people can get so involved, you know, with an organization where you work. You know, they get a lot of your income, blah, 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 with that. And her response was, but it's so intriguing. And I think that's what happens with,
yeah,
in our lives. Satan puts things in front of us
makes
that
it look
are
glamorous
and look glamorous. And, and you know, if he can do anything he can do to get us not focused on the goal of Jesus Christ in our life, of the goal of moving forward in the ministry, that everyone has a ministry.
Yes.
Everyone had, God has something that he wants every one of his children to be doing. Not necessarily a preacher, not necessarily an evangelist, but everyone has a ministry.
You're right.
And anything that Satan can bring in front of us as a little carrot dangling out there of intriguing enticement to get us veered off, he's done his job.
Exactly. And people out there, let's just take this opportunity to say, don't be going to psychic readers, don't be going doing tarot cards or anything like that. You are putting yourself right in the path of the devil to lead you astray. And some of you out there may say, but I went to a psychic person and they told me something and it happened. Well, there might be some weird thing that happens once in a while, and some of it does, but that doesn't mean it's coming from God. That's the devil can lead you right into the path of where he said you were going to go through those psychic readings, etc. Cindy, you want to comment on that before we get to this song real quick?
Well, I do, and excuse me just a moment. Sorry about that. Hello, grandbaby coming in.
Okay.
Yeah, I apologize. I have experienced that, and you know my story from the past, and I have dabbled in that stuff.
Right.
And I want to say, I want to thank God, because even though I did, and I believe some of the stuff I was being told, I still had God's protection over my thinking and over my decision making.
Mm-hmm.
And some things occurred in my life that led me in the direction that God wanted me to go.
Praise God.
I fell prey to what I was being directed to do, but I don't know, I just had God's protection. And he led me in the direction that he wanted me to go. I didn't get caught up.
Good.
I should say,
praise God.
Or sidetracked into where the devil would have taken me.
Yep.
But I did. I was so desperate. I needed answers. I was so unhappy, and I wanted to believe something. I wanted somebody to give me some kind of guidance. And it was a low time in my life when I was not close to God, and I was not in the Word. And I was just searching for some kind of direction. And I'm just lucky that God's hand was on my life at the time anyway. And
that's it.
Protection
right
led
there.
Me in the direction
that
he wanted me to go, so that it could have turned out so much differently.
Praise God. And this is for somebody out there, isn't it? Somebody needs
even though we dabble in it and we might jump on that bandwagon, God's hand of protection is on you, if you are one of his chosen, and you know, we're ignorant to it sometimes, and we will just listen and take a hold of anything that comes along if it makes us feel better.
Yep. So be careful about that. Be careful out there, listeners.
Definitely.
Woo!
Be careful.
Listen to this song, and then we're going to talk more to Cindy and Nan in just a minute. Awake My Soul by Chris Tomlin. Boy, this will really wake you up. This is a great song. Let your soul be awakened right now. Love this song.
Breathe on me. to you, and you will come to life. So I prophesied as I was commanded. As I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. And I looked, and the tendons and the flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. And then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe away.
Praise God. Breathe on me, breath of God. I come alive when you breathe on me. Woo! Speak to me, word of God. Speak to me. The word gives life. Woo, amen. Great song. Nan's got a poem that God just gave her during that song, I think.
During that song, he gave it.
Yes, wow.
I am here to help you in your daily struggles.
This is God talking.
This is God.
Okay.
I will make a way when there seems to be none. Allow my spirit to breathe upon you. Will you accept the gift of eternal life by my precious son? I will speak to you what you need to hear. Will you listen to what I have to say to you? I will enlighten you while you travel this life. Calling out to me is what you are to do. Awake now while you travel your course. I will strengthen you. It will all come together for you. You will look back upon this time in life and realize how of these days you made it through. You will come alive.
Wow. Right on. Right on. So, dear listeners, here's the goal of this show. Come alive and listen to what God is saying to you. Don't get off on those paths we were just talking about. The devil has all kinds of alluring things, psychic stuff, you know, all kinds of stuff that is just not of God. And interestingly, here in Ruth chapter 2, Ruth is told to stay right. In fact, Boaz says it to her, and he's a type of Jesus. And he says to her in verse 8 of Ruth chapter 2, then Boaz spoke to Ruth, listen, my daughter, from now on, don't go to any other field to glean. Stay right here in this one. In other words, stay in what God is doing in your life. Okay, don't be running around. Don't go trying some cult or some other religion. Stick with the fact that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that you are his child and he lives on the inside of you. And Boaz goes on to say, and stay close to everybody around. My young women, watch where they are gleaning and follow them. In other words, stay around the people of God. That is so important, Cindy. Cindy, you want to comment on that? Where Boaz is saying, stay in the field. In other words, stay in God's work and stay around God's people. That's what he's saying.
And sometimes just stay right where he's put you.
Right, right.
It means in your physical location, in the job he's put you in.
Yeah.
In the relationship he's put you in.
Right.
There's so many things that are uncertain that I would love to change in my life right now. You know, In an abundance of ways. I'm not satisfied, but I have learned to be patient and listen to God's voice and say, stay right where I have you.
Right.
And the thing with that is, this is not going to be forever. Wherever he puts you, people, it's temporary to his timing before he moves you forward into the next situation, the next job opportunity, the next relationship, or the one he has chosen for you. Sometimes where you're at is just temporarily where you need to be. And that is the hardest part in this life, is knowing that you're not satisfied, you're still searching, you know this is not what you want or what God has for you in the long term. so often we just want to get out there and start running around and dating or going out looking to meet someone or looking for new jobs here and there or jumping on every opportunity that comes along thinking, oh, this is going to be better or this is a little more money. I have done that my whole life, and it has taken a number of years for me to realize, sit still, wait on God, be patient, stay right where he has put you for the time being, and all these other things will come. I promise they will.
You are right on.
It's the hardest thing to do as a human, to just be patient and wait.
It is.
And stay where he has put you.
But, you know, this so fits in here with Boaz telling Ruth just to stay right here. Stick around God's people. You know, Cindy, that is so good. Cindy, you're just, this show is just powerful because it's taken a different turn than I thought it would, but it's interesting because it's ministering to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I know it is. Nan, do you want to comment on that about being patient and for God's timing, waiting on God's timing?
You know, that's easier said than done.
Cindy just said it was easier said than done.
Cindy just said that.
We agree with you, Cindy.
We agree with you, Cindy. You know, I know like where the job I'm at right now, God put me there.
Right.
5 years ago. I've been there over 5 years now, and God put me there. And there's been times that I wanted to start looking for something else because the pressure of the job just, it can be overwhelming.
Sure.
But he let me know, this is where I want you right now.
Right.
Don't even bother updating your resume. You should always have your resume updated. That's a given thing, kind of, in most cases. In my case, he says no. He said, don't even bother wasting your time.
Oh, boy.
Because I'm going to block every door that you're going to try to go through if you look for another job. I'm like, Lord, you have got to. Are you for real? And so I just gave up on that.
Yeah.
Didn't update the resume. I quit looking for another job because he said, I have you where I want you right now.
Right.
And when I want you to move, when I want you to go somewhere, when I want you to go to another direction, I will lead in that.
Yes. Yes.
I will make it a way. I will make the way when there seems to be no. I will move you forward in my time. Right now, you stay where you are. You be an ambassador for me. You let my light shine through your life to that dark place where you work. You know, and dark meaning that there's just a lot of people there who don't know Jesus Christ as their Savior. You know, and that's the way it is in our world. In the sphere of the world where we all live, there's people there who need
Jesus.
That there are people like Boaz who help Ruth. Well, there's a God who helps us, and they need
amen.
To know Jesus.
As you were saying that, it took me to Proverbs 3:5-6 that I memorized as a little girl a long time ago. And I'm going to read it out of the NIV right now. Proverbs 3:5-6, if you want to turn there, it's just amazing. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. Boy, doesn't this go along with what we've both been talking about? In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. So what do you think, Cindy? Isn't that for us right now? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight.
I think that's what he's trying to tell all of us.
Yes.
And I love what Nan said, and I've been going through the same thing. Do I do the resume? Do I not do the resume? You know, what do? I just stay where I'm at? And it's funny that she would say that because that's the kind of thing he says to me. Don't do anything.
Right.
Just stay where you're at. Just keep going to work every day. Just keep being the one, the light in the workplace.
Yes.
They know God is with you. People expect that when you come in there.
Yeah.
I work with the public, so I have no idea or understanding of what God is going to do through others, through opportunities when he opens that door. The key, when he opens the door and the opportunities for his plan in my life, it's just going to happen.
Exactly.
And it's not going to be anything that I have to do.
Woo!
But just stay patient and stay right where he has put me.
Whoa.
And I think that's what he's telling us, you know, a lot of us that are listening today.
Absolutely.
Wait on him and listen for his voice and his direction, and it will come unexpected. Opportunities will come, doors will open that you're not even aware exists.
Amen.
When it's him and it's his timing and it's his plan. And I think that's cool because that's how we know it's God. It's like, wow, it must have been God because I sure didn't see that coming.
There you go.
That wasn't what I thought was going to happen, or that's
yes.
not where I thought I was
yes.
gonna be going.
Yes.
But that's the way God works.
That is the way he works.
It's never what we expect or what we want.
He's a God of surprises and suddenly moments.
Say, that's the cool thing about it. It's all surprise when it happens. It's like
surprises and suddenly moments. That's right.
We can't outdo it because it's a better surprise than we even expected.
Woo! Amen. Stay tuned with us, folks. We are going to talk more in the next hour because this is a two-hour show. Want to remind you that you can go to our website, bohmglobal.com, and catch hundreds of shows that we've done in the 9 years that we've had this show on the air. Back in September of 14, Dr. Angel Falzoni, who's a member of our ministry and a PhD and licensed mental health counselor, and I started a show that we call Go Yard, which means hitting a home run. And it's Go Yard with Mama Mac and Dr. Angel. And it airs every Thursday night on this station, Tantalk1340.com, at 6:06 p.m. It's a life coaching show. It's a counseling show. We're getting so much good response, and so we encourage you to catch it. If you're in the Starcom Media Network in one of the several cities across the United States or in other countries, then go to that network to find out when it is airs. But I know that our Go Yard shows and this show are playing multiple times in the Starcom Media Network each week. So you can catch the shows. The website for Go Yard, and we've got all the shows up through July that we've done, that is goyard2014.org. That one is not .com, it's .org. So it's goyard2014.org, and you can go there and catch all kinds of free counseling. And we've got titles on everything, and it's really a good way to help you with life situations. This past Thursday night, we did a show on questions and answers, questions that have come in from our audience. And there were like 8 or 9 of them, and they were all over different kinds of situations, life situations. Great show to listen to. It's up on the Go Yard 20, or it's up on the Tantalk1340.com podcast. And will be transferred at the end of August over to our websites. So catch Go Yard and always catch this show. We have a prayer ministry, and it's prayers at bohmglobal.com. Betty, up in Indiana, where Cindy is, and they were a part of my church. I pastored up there for many years in the 80s and early 90s. That little group, we've still got some faithful people there. And Betty and my associate pastor here, Pastor Jim, they will send out any prayer requests that come into the prayer line, and there are always a lot of them. Prayers at bohmglobal.com. Go and use that email address anytime in order to get your prayer requests out there. And just know that we want to be able to pray for your needs. Listen to station ID real quick.
Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. That part of that got cut off. Sorry about that. And this is...